नियमेन
नियमेन
तिष्ठन्
तिष्ठन्
नाना
नाना
अवतार
अवतार
अकरत्
अकरत्
भुवनेषु
भुवनेषु
किन्तु
किन्तु
कृष्णा
कृष्णा
स्वयं
स्वयं
समभवत्
समभवत्
परमः
परमः
पुमान्
पुमान्
जो
जो
गोविन्दं
गोविन्दं
आदि
आदि
पुरुषं तमहं भजामि
भजामि
रमन्ते
रमन्ते
योगिना
योगिना
अनन्ते
अनन्ते
सत्या
सत्या
नन्दे
नन्दे
चिदात्मने
चिदात्मने
इति
इति
राम
राम
पदेन
पदेन
असौ
असौ
परब्रह्मा
परब्रह्मा
इति
इति
अभिधीयते
अभिधीयते
रमन्ते
रमन्ते
योगिना
योगिना
अनन्ते
अनन्ते
सत्या
सत्या
नन्दे
नन्दे
चिदात्मने
चिदात्मने
इति
इति
राम
राम
पदेन
पदेन
असौ
असौ
परब्रह्म
परब्रह्म
इति
इति
अभिधीयते
अभिधीयते
रामादिमूर्ति सकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् राम नृसिंह वराह वामन परशुराम बलराम बुद्ध देर आर इन्यूमरेबल इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड Ramadi, of whom Lord Ramchandra is the chief. So, Ramadi Murti is Kalaniyamena Tishthan. Krishna simultaneously existing with his innumerable incarnation, like Rama Nisinga Baraha Ittadi. रामादिमूर्ति कला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नाना अवतारम अकरत् सो कृष्णा एक्सेप्टेड सो मेनी इन्यूमरेबल इनकार्नेशंस बट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी परम पुरुष इज कृष्णा रामादिमूर्ति कला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नानावतार मकरत भुवनेषु किंतु कृष्ण स्वयं समभव इन स्पाइट ऑफ हिज कमिंग इन डिफरेंट मल्टी इनकार्नेशंस ही पर्सनली ऑल्सो डिसेंड्स कृष्ण स्वयं समभव परम पुमान जो द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. This is the prayer offered by Lord Brahma. Then again, in the Shatata Puran, the explanation of Rama is given. Rama, the word comes from the Ramadhat, Ramante. Ramante means fulfilling desires. So, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogis, could be Jnani and Yogi. And amongst the yogis, the Bhakta Yogi is the topmost. योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मद्गत अंतरात्मना सद्यावान भजते जो मां समय युक्त तमो मत सो योगीज दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड विथ मेटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट बिकॉज मेटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट इज टेम्पररी So Ramante Jogina Anante. Everyone is seeking after happiness, blissful life. But those who are less intelligent, Murha, they are satisfied with temporary so-called happiness of material existence. But yogis are not like that. Yogis are interested in the permanent happiness. Ramante yogina anante, not ante. Antabhattu imem imangdiya. Anta means this body. Antabhattu imediya. Nitta sokta sharirina. But within the body, the proprietor of the body is Nitta. So Nitta Nityanam, if I am Nitta eternal, then I should be interested in eternal happiness. But the eternal happiness is not possible to enjoy by this body. Therefore it is said, Ramante yogina anante. So Ananta Raman, that is the description of Rama. Rama means Ananta Ananda, unlimited happiness. Iti Rama Padenasu Parabrahma Vidhiyate. Rama is Parabrahma and Krishna is also Parabrahma. Krishna is recognized by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhavan. So there is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Krishna is also Parabrahma and Rama is also Parabrahma. Of Lord Ramchandra. So we Vaishnava, we have equal faith and obeisances to all Vishnu Murtis, Ramadi Murtis, Ram Nisinga Varaha Narayan, Mahavishnu. There are Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. But we, Gauriya Vaishnava or Madhya Gauriya Vaishnava, we are worshippers of Lord Krishna Murti. Lord Ramchandra's Murti and Krishna's Murti, there is no difference. But, as I have already explained, Krishna Parabrahma full-fledged. And Lord Ramchandra is also Parabrahma, but he did not exhibit his full-fledged opulence. So these are very confidential things. But still, on the birthday of Lord Ramchandra, we offer our respectful obeisances at his lotus feet, so that he may be merciful upon us to bestow his bhakti, devotion and service. We are all fallen souls. We have no power to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as it is directed by the Shastra, Sevan Mukhihi Jivado Sarameva Spuratada. So, although there is no difference between Sri Rama and Sri Krishna, but one devotee is attracted by one feature of the Lord and the other is attracted by other feature. Sometimes it so happened that Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance. And the gopis were very much eager to find out Krishna again. So, when they were too much eager to see Krishna where he is, Krishna appeared as Narayana, 400 Narayana. The gopis saw Narayana Murti but did not become attracted by him. All the gopis said, "Oh, he is Narayana. Let us offer respect," and they went out. Actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayana. Who is that? But gopis were not very much interested with Narayana. They wanted Krishna. Although there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. Similarly, although there is no difference between Rama and Krishna, some devotees are attracted with Ramamurti and some devotees are attracted with Krishnamurti. But factually there is no difference. But in the Shastras it is said that if you chant the name of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam, by chanting 1,000 times Lord Vishnu's name is equal to one name of Rama. And by chanting 3 times the name of Lord Rama, it is equal to one name of Krishna. This is the verdict of the Shastra. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, Rama is there already, 3 times. It is not that because we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are neglecting Rama. No. With each Krishna name, there are 3 times Rama name. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Besides that, we are chanting also Hare Rama. Hare Rama and Sita Rama, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Hare Rama, Hare Rama, there is no difference. This is also Ramdhan. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Shastras it is recommended, Agni Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Koli Santaran Upanishad, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Besides that, when we chant Krishna's name, we chant also Lord Rama's name. Just like in the prayer offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima. So, devotees, they always chant together Krishna's name and Rama's name. So, when there is question of Ramadhun, there is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is Ramadhun. So, there is no partiality that these people are simply after Krishna. Of course, we are a little more attached to Krishna, but that does not mean we do not know who is Lord Ramchandra. We know that he is also Krishna himself in his different feature of pastime. Ramadi mutti sukalaniyame natishtan, nana avatara makarat bhuvaneshu kintu, Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Paramapumanaju Govindavadipuri Santamaham Vajan. Now let us begin our regular class.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari. Gopi jana ballabha giri baradha ki Gopi jana ballabha giri baradha ki
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द All glories to the assembly lords. All glories to the assembly lords. Thank you very much. Siddhin, Jajantya, Yadevata, Kiprang, Hi, Manushe Loke, Siddhi, Bhavati, Karmaja. So, last night we are discussing Jidhathamang Prabhadanti Tang Thateva Vajamaham. Mama Vartmanu Vartanti Manushya Partha Saras. Everyone is seeking the absolute truth in different way. So the worship of the demigods, that is also in one way searching after the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, in the Vedas, the demigod worship is also recommended. Upasana Kanda. The Vedas are divided into three Kandas or division. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda. Therefore, the other name of Veda is Trayi. Trayi na Suti Gochara. The স্ত্রী শূদ্র দ্বিজবন্ধুনা ত্রয়ীন শ্রুতি গোচরা, দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড ইন দি বেদিক লিটারেচার. স্ত্রী শূদ্র অ্যান্ড দ্বিজবন্ধু, দ্বিজবন্ধু মিনস বর্ন ইন ব্রাহ্মণ ক্ষত্রিয় বৈশ্য ফ্যামিলি, স্পেশালি ব্রাহ্মণ ফ্যামিলি, বাট হি ইজ নট পজেসিং দি কোয়ালিটিজ অফ ব্রাহ্মণ আর ক্ষত্রিয় অ্যাজ নাও ইট ইজ গোয়িং অন. এভরি ওয়ান ইজ প্রেজেন্টিং হিমসেলফ অ্যাজ এ ব্রাহ্মণ ক্ষত্রিয় বৈশ্য, বাট হি হ্যাজন্ট গট দি নেসেসারি কোয়ালিফিকেশন. এ ব্রাহ্মণস কোয়ালিফিকেশন ইজ স্টেটেড ইন দি ভগবদ গীতা, সত্যম শৌচম সম দম তিতিক্ষা আর্যব জ্ঞানম বিজ্ঞানম আস্তিকম ব্রহ্মকর্ম স্বভাবতি. সিমিলারলি ক্ষত্রিয় শৌর্য বীর্য তেজ যুদ্ধে চ পলায়নম ঈশ্বর ভাবঞ্চ, ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্যার আর ক্ষত্রিয়স কোয়ালিফিকেশন. সিমিলারলি কৃষি গোরক্ষা বাণিজ্যম বৈশ্যকর্ম স্বভাব, দি বৈশ্যস আর ডিসক্রাইব টু বি এনগেজড ইন এগ্রিকালচারাল ওয়ার্ক, গিভিং প্রোটেকশন টু দি কাউস অ্যান্ড এক্সেস গ্রেনস টু ট্রেড ওয়ার দ্যার ইজ নেসেসিটি টু ক্যারি দেয়ার অ্যান্ড টেক সামথিং ইন এক্সচেঞ্জ. সিমিলারলি শূদ্র পরিচর্যাত্মকম কার্যম শুদ্ধকর্ম স্বভাব, শূদ্র মিন্স হি স্যাটিসফাইড বাই সার্ভিং সামবডি. জাস্ট লাইক এ ডগ, হি স্যাটিসফাইড হ্যাভিং এ নাইস মাস্টার, দ্যাটস অল. সমটাইমস ইট ইজ কম্প্যার্ড, দি শূদ্রস লাইক দি ডগ. সো কাঙ্ক্ষন্তং কর্মণাং সিদ্ধি, দিস গুণকর্ম বিভাগস ব্রাহ্মণ ক্ষত্রি বৈশ্য, দ্যাট উইল বি এক্সপ্লেইন ইন দি নেক্সট ভার্স. সো কর্ম টু গেট সাকসেস ইন ওয়ান্স পার্টিকুলার টাইপ অফ অকুপেশনাল ডিউটিস, সমটাইমস দে ওয়ার্শিপ দি ডেমি গড, দ্যাট ইজ ডিসক্রাইবড হিয়ার. Demi gods, they are also living entities, and all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, Mavimamsa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loke Sanatana. So demi gods, they are also part and parcel, we are also part and parcel, there is no difference, but they are more fortunate to get the post of Chandra, Surya, Indra, Brahma is also a living entity. Therefore, to get success in our material welfare activities, sometimes, not sometimes, always, we worship demigods. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The demigod worship is also my worship, but that is অবিধি পূর্বকম, দ্যাট ইজ নট দি বিধি. বিধি ইজ টু ওয়ার্শিপ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড. জাস্ট সমটাইমস জাস্ট লাইক উই গিভ সাম রিওয়ার্ড টু দি ডোর ম্যান টু এন্টার ইন টু দি রুম অফ গ্রেট অফিসার. সিমিলারলি demigod worship means to get the result very quickly. And we may ask any type of benefits and reward from the demigods. Tad bhavati alpam medhasa, that will be explained in the 7th chapter. The demigod worship may be bringing quickly the resultant action, the desired result, but antavattu phalam tesham, the result is antavattu. it is limited. But bhakti is not limited. Bhakti is unlimited. Salpamabhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. But people, tad bhavati alpamedhasam, those who are less intelligent, instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they worship the demigods. Kang khanta karmanam siddhi jajanta yadevata. Therefore, people are more interested in worshipping demigods than Krishna. The demigod in India especially, we will find there are many devotees of the demigods, not devotees. Devotion is only applied in connection with the Supreme Personality of God. The demigod worship, they are not devotees, but they are interested to get the reward from the demigod. Otherwise, they are not interested. But bhakti is not like that. The bhaktas, they are not after any reward from the Supreme Personality of God. There is difference between bhakti and other demigod worship. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us bhakti. He says, Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadhi sakam. My Lord, I do not wish to ask from you opulence, riches, nice wife, or many followers. These are material opulences. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I do not want all these things. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, ma jagadishakam. Mava janmani, janmani, ishare, bhavatad, bhakti, rahaitu. That is the desire of devotee. He doesn't want even liberation, janmani, janmani. He wants to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, birth after birth. That is his aspiration. Kshipraṁ hi manuṣe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. The karmakāṇḍiyā, those who are on the platform of fruitive activities, generally they are attacked by the demigod worship. But vitarāga bhayo śoka, those who are detached from material happiness, they become attached to Krishna. Manmana māmupāsita, that is already explained. Now, we have to make our choice whether for temporary benefit we shall worship demigods or for permanent benefit we shall worship Krishna. That is our choice. But people generally make their choice. Kshipraṁ hi manuṣe loke siddhir bhavati. Immediate result. Immediate result. That will be explained. That immediate result, it may be very palatable in the beginning, but it will produce bitter result at the end. But that we do not consider. We want immediate. The immediate result and remote result is described in Sanskrit word Shreya and Preya. Preya means immediate benefit and Shreya means ultimate benefit. So those who are interested in the ultimate benefit go back to home, back to Godhead. For them, worshipping the Supreme Lord is most beneficial. And those who are interested in the matter of temporary benefit, dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, jaso dehi, Just like by worshipping Goddess Durga, we want all these things. But we forget that whatever we get material benefit, with the end of this material body, everything is lost. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That at the end, I, as death, I take away all your material possession. Sarvaharam mrittu. So that is not good. Because we are eternal, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam, we should be after eternal happiness, eternal benefit. That should be our business. Therefore, we should not be karmaja, not karmi. Neither we should become jnani. We should become yogi. And what kind of yogi? Bhakta yogi. Because there are different types of yoga practices. Out of that, bhakti yoga is the topmost. Because Krishna says, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattva. Without being in the bhakti yoga, neither you can be happy nor you can understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna. Evam prasannam munasau bhagavad bhakti yogata. If you want to be happy, then bhagavad bhakti yogata, it can be possible. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. That is stated. Nasta prayesu abhadresu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. This class is held for the benefit of the human society. And this is the process of nityam bhagavata sevaya. Sinnatam sakatha krishna punnat savana kirtam. If we regularly hear about Krishna, why regularly, constantly? If we practice in such a way that we shall hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, chant about Krishna, eat about Krishna, work about Krishna, sleep about Krishna, walk about Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness movement. Sinnatam sakata krishna punya savana kirtan. Anything we do in relationship with Krishna is pious. Punya savana kirtan. Nirbande krishna sambandha yukta vairagam uchyate. This is the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. Dovetail everything with Krishna activities, Krishna consciousness. That is the recommendation. Then our life will be successful. And Krishna is sitting within your heart. When he sees you, that you are very serious about Krishna, then he helps you. Sinnatam sakata krishna punna savana kirtana riddantasya avadrani vidhunati. Sam, Krishna avadrani vidhunati. We have got many dirty things within our heart. But as soon as we begin to hear about Krishna, just like you are hearing about Krishna, Krishna is speaking about himself. Krishna is speaking about the situation of this material world. He will speak about the spiritual world. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you regularly hear, that is the beginning of success of life, hearing. The Vedas are called hearing, Shruti. One has to hear Vedas from the right person. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanubang manobhi. To achieve success in self-realization or God-realization, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, sthane sthita. You just remain in your present position. You remain as a grihastha, or as a brahmin, or as a sannyasi, as a businessman, professional man, it doesn't matter. Sthane sthita. You remain as a brahmin, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, it doesn't matter. But Shruti gatang tanuvang manovi. Just try to hear about Krishna, Shruti gatang. Oral reception. Shruti gatang means oral reception. Tanuvang manovi. And try to employ your body, words, tanuvang, and mano, mind. Engage in Krishna's service. Tanuvang manovi. Sthane sthita shruti gatang tanuvang. Je prayasa ajitopi jitapasi. Krishna's another name is Ajita. He is never conquered. But any person who hears about Krishna, jnane prayasam mudapasa namanta eva sanamukuritanga bhavadiyo varta. Simply mental speculation, giving up this bad habit. Jnana prayasam udapasa, leaving his aside, namanta eva, very humbly and meekly. If one hears from the realized soul about Krishna, then in any position, thane sthita, because he is hearing from the realized soul, then one day it will be possible to conquer the unconquerable. Prayasa ajitopi jitapasi taistilakyam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to give chance to everyone to hear about Krishna. This is the first process. Savanam. And one, when one has heard very nicely about Krishna, then he can speak about Krishna. And he must speak. He cannot remain without speaking. That is the result of Sravanam. Sravanam Kirtanam. One who has heard nicely, he must speak or preach. And preaching and hearing about whom? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna, the same thing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham atmanivedanam. These nine different process of Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed on by the members of Krishna Consciousness Society all over the world, and we have opened also here in Bombay, the most important city of India. So we request you all to come every day and try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all authentic scriptures. There is no concoction, there is no manufacturing, malinterpretation. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any deviation. So if you take advantage of this process of understanding, Chinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punnat Savana Kirtana, then gradually we shall be bereft of all sinful activities, resultant action of sinful activities. Riddhantastha avadrani. Avadrani means inauspicious things accumulated within our heart. By this Krishna Kirtan, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. The heart is cleansed. It is just like a mirror. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. So as soon as our heart is cleansed, then we can understand immediately what is Krishna, what I am. what is my relationship with Krishna and how I should act in relation to Krishna. This is perfection of life. What had happened? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.